The Eupsyche and Ethic, Part 2, from the Abraham Maslow Audio Collection. This recording was made in 1969 at the Esalen Institute in Big Sur, California. Recordings from the Maslow Audio Collection are available from abrahammaslow.com.
About the idea of a sex group, it occurs to me that there might be in that the same kind of danger that you were talking about before, of a fixation or a stopping point with the resources of that given, say, 12 or 14 people, that there might, I would personally like to have the richness of this kind of a relationship with many groups, with broader contacts than just building it on the one group of 12 who might be very richly rewarding in meeting my needs as of the point in time when I first met them, but as of maybe 5 years later, I would be working on different ideas, different parts of me, and need the resources of different people. And I'm concerned about the notion of the fixation, the closeness.
I put this down as one of the very basic questions. I didn't, again, to be personal, use just two people's experience, because this is my wife's also, of the pain and shock and hurt of people who had been intimate friends for a short time and who then did not seek us out or who didn't respond to our seeking them out. And there was an awful lot of talk around our breakfast table it was a long time. Now, one of the things we discovered that shook us up very considerably was what you're implying, that to some extent, or let me say it in another way. I remember in a group that I was in a couple of years ago, that at the end of the group, to some extent, I had been a problem in that group. I had to be worked through authority, partly age, partly. And it worked, and there was a kind of a sigh of relief in the people who thought, oh, they told me what a nice guy I was, and they had anticipated all sorts of things. I was going to put them down and stuff like that. And then I had to tell them, no, you've got it wrong. You've got me 3 inches deep. I still remember that. This is just 3 inches deep. You don't know me. For instance, we haven't even discussed what I would think is part of the deal that I hope to come to, the whole of the possibilities of our evil, which was another thing that I've been working with and I hope to bring up. And I looked around, which crimes am I capable of? Or another, which kind of stopped the conversation. Another one was, you trust each other so much, this was about 2 years ago, would you trust each other now to discuss the Vietnam affair? And which, because I had recognized that they very scrupulously stayed away from everything that was really hot, where there might be real profound disagreement. There was a Marine colonel in this group, and a professor of sociology with a button on, you know, just, we had the extremes there. Would it be possible with the discussion, with the kind of coming together that we've had in this 2 weeks, do you think you could manage this? No, they couldn't. Then the question is quite legitimate. Can we ever get to the point where we can discuss this, and how? Can we ever get to the point where, if I can jump now, a point that I think we can come to, at least if my job is the setting out of the far goals, this is my self-appointed job, you know, the ideals. If we had truly authentic interpersonal relations, then I would maintain that they would have to be able to withstand the shock of the real individual differences. The fact that you and I are, in fact, profoundly different.